you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. Los Angeles County supervisors take up a budget today that calls for massive hiring in the mental health sector amid a crisis on the streets and in the jails. Meanwhile, the mayor of Los Angeles proposed a budget that calls for a trim in spending for her signature Inside Safe program addressing homelessness. And an Oregon case being decided by the U.S. Supreme Court has broad implications for California cities and counties.
We're going to be like, wow, what did we do? Because we will have grown our problem exponentially based upon the thing that we thought was going to help.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Happening today, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is expected to discuss the proposed county budget for the next fiscal year. The spending plan totals $45.5 billion. It includes the creation of 835 new positions, more than half of which would be in the Department of Mental Health. Funding is also aimed at reducing the county's jail population while providing more mental health care for those who are incarcerated. The effort to combat homelessness would receive more than $700 million. Another $17 million would be spent in support of CalFresh food benefits. Once the board approves a budget, public hearings will begin May 15th. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has presented her budget for the next fiscal year. The city's spending plan totals $12.8 billion. The city controller's office projects a revenue shortfall of $500 million, chalked up to inflation, a rise in operating costs, and less tax revenue, among other things. To address that, the Bass plan cuts a number of vacant jobs, just over 2,100. It also reduces spending from the city's general fund, which pays for neighborhood services and road repair projects.
This is a reset. We will continue our urgency to address homelessness. We will continue to make LA safer for all. We will invest in our city workers to ensure that our city services continue.
Bass maintains the cuts won't affect city services, but the budget does trim funds for her flagship Inside Safe program. Bass has proposed $185 million for this budget cycle, down from $250 million in the last one for the program. UCLA law professor emeritus Gary Blasey is an expert on homelessness policy, and he says this could mean fewer people getting into temporary motel rooms and permanent apartments.
It's disappointing seeing that the plan is to continue to do more of the same for the next 12 months. What we've been doing is not producing the results that we want.
At last count, there were about 46,000 people living on the streets of the city of LA. The mayor's proposed budget is now heading for city council committee review. At the budget news conference, reporters asked Bass about Sunday morning's break-in at her home. A man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of shattering a glass door and entering the official mayor's residence in Windsor Park.
Investigations are ongoing, so I won't have any further comment at this moment. But again, I want to thank the Los Angeles Police Department for their work.
The mayor heads to Sacramento now to meet with the governor and legislative leaders. She'll be in a group of other big city mayors from around the state. The mayor's office reports they're seeking funding for programs to deal with homelessness. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case involving anti-camping enforcement. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says the ruling could impact how cities such as Los Angeles, as well as counties, enforce restrictions on sleeping on sidewalks, streets, and in parks.
The case challenges an Oregon City's ordinance that bans and cites people for camping in those public spaces when they have nowhere else to go. Sean Morrissey is with Union Station Homeless Services in Pasadena. He says LA had a similar approach to homelessness years ago that didn't work, and the Supreme Court is at risk of repeating history.
We're going to be like, wow, what did we do? Because we will have grown our problem exponentially based upon the thing that we thought was going to help.
Attorneys representing the Oregon City say a lack of camping laws have made homelessness worse. The justices could hand down a ruling by the end of June. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
L.A. police have arrested a man on suspicion of stabbing a woman on a metro train in Studio City. They say the fatal attack yesterday morning was unprovoked and that the man arrested did not appear to even know the victim. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is looking for whoever shot a deputy in the back yesterday afternoon at a West Covina intersection. He survived thanks to the protective vest that he was wearing. Coming up, hear about California's newest state park.
Support for LAS comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. 4 years ago, East Los Angeles College created a museum studies program to help students secure highly coveted internships. Community Colleges reporter Julia Barajas says in the years since, the school has created a career pipeline for those who otherwise would have struggled to gain a foothold.
Landing an internship at a museum can be tough, but with the help of ELAC staff, students have been placed at LACMA, the Getty, La Plaza de Cultura y Artes, and more. The program also requires students to take a class where they can reflect on their internships and on the historical role of museums. The class also teaches students about cover letters and resumes and helps them each get a mentor. I'm Julia Barajas.
California's newest state park is set to open in the San Joaquin Valley in June. Dos Rios is about 1,600 acres. It's located 8 miles west of Modesto. It features almond orchards and dairy pastures. The plan is for people to use the park for activities such as hiking, swimming, and boating. Governor Newsom and other leaders made the announcement during Earth Day yesterday, saying it's part of the state's goal of reducing the greenhouse gas emissions on natural lands. Dos Rios becomes the state's 281st state park. Morning low clouds and drizzle should mostly clear by this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley. Around 70 in the San Gabriel and Santa Clarita Valleys and inland Orange County. The Riverside area will top out in the mid-70s, and it'll be in the upper 60s to mid-70s in the Antelope Valley. The low desert communities of the Coachella Valley will be in the low 90s.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.